The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She knows everything you do because the woman in your life is you.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holt, and I'm your host. And with me at the board is my friend, partner, and engineer, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Oh, it's good to see you. Ken had surgery, and he is healing, and he's happy to be back. And I want to thank all my Facebook fans and all my friends for all the support that they've given us over the past month. And, you know, as you know, I wasn't here for the last two shows. What I was doing was, of course, you know, struggling with this issue with Ken and some of his health challenges. And then again, we had New Year's and Christmas and just all kinds of things. Well, I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. And this is the year of the rooster. I mean, I think it's kind of interesting. You know, I look at the Chinese New Year all the time, and this is the year of the rooster, and it's supposed to be a year of good luck and prosperity. And I'll tell you something, during this next 4 years, we're going to need a lot of luck and a lot of prosperity. We're in for some very interesting times. Well, I have two special guests with me this morning. Joining me in the studio is Susan Lamont, a local activist and one of the co-founders of the Police Brutality Coalition. And we're going to be talking about an important project she's involved with called It Won't Happen Here, Sonoma County Resistance. And also joining me in the studio is Diane Wheeler from Organize for Action, OFA. Organizing for Action is a nonprofit 501c4 organization and community organization project that advocates for the agenda of the U.S. President Barack Obama. And they're going to be having a very special event coming up on January 15th, and we're going to be talking about that. Well, I'm going to give you a little update on my life since I have been absent for a few weeks. Christmas was different. We had a tradition. We have a tradition in my family of lox and bagels for Christmas. And because Ken was early home from the hospital, we got to see the family in increments. It was really interesting. We had Christmas in about six different segments, and it was really very, 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 very warm and wonderful. It was filled with family joy, and I want to do a special shout-out to my beautiful daughter, Susan Jensen, and her husband, my son-in-law, Dave Jensen. Every year, they do this wonderful, wonderful thing for Christmas, and I want to thank them for arranging their lives so we could also participate. Well, New Year's Eve was uneventful. I got to see the ball drop and was just grateful to be home and to see Ken on the mend. I made one New Year's resolution, that being, now you're going to love this, guys, especially Susan's going to like this, that being to speak out more against justice and inequality here in our county, and to live my pledge to the fullest. I really believe when we stop worrying about what people think of us and what we think of, you know, in our hair and our weight and all that other stuff that women were, you know, worry about, I think our lives will be a lot easier. Well, let's do the pledge right now for 2017. I thought I would do something a little different. Usually I do it at the end of the month, the last Monday of the month, but I thought, you know, it's the New Year's and let's just do it. So I'm going to ask everybody in the audience here, I have three people in the studio, if they would really join me. And this is 2017, you know, we're going to be faced, especially with women. I mean, so many issues are threatening. I mean, I cannot believe that I heard the presidential nomination when he was doing a debate before he was president-elect, Donald Trump, when he said that he's going to appoint someone on the Supreme Court to make sure that Roe versus Wade is defeated. That's an attack against women. And as women, we need to stand up. And in order to stand up, we have to pump up our self-esteem. So let's just say the pledge for 2017, and let's all pledge, let's all make that pledge that this is the year that we are going to speak out for injustice, and we're not going to worry about what other people think of us. The most important thing is we're trying to map out a future for our children. You know, Susan and I, we are grandmothers. I don't know about maybe Abuela. No, she's not. But we're grandmothers. You know, we're responsible for two generations. And let me tell you something. It weighs heavy in our hearts. That's why we are as active as we are. But we want to have other women engage. And the only way you can engage is to feel good about yourself, to empower yourself. So just sit back, kind of relax. If you're in the car, please don't close your eyes. Just listen to my words and just repeat after me. I'm going to do one line and then you repeat. So let's go. This is the Women Spaces Pledge 2017, our New Year's resolution. Let's go, ladies. My self-esteem
does not depend on
anything.
My self-esteem depends on my relationship with myself and my higher power.
And you know, I have a little idea on that higher power. I decided just two nights ago when I was sitting and meditating, all of a sudden this voice came to me and says, "You want to know what the answer is, Elaine? We live in a mystery and none of us are ever going to figure it out. So just enjoy it." Well, that's a lot to think about and a lot to think about. You know, my self-esteem does not depend on anything outside of me. My self-esteem depends on my relationship with myself and my higher power. And I want you folks out in the radio audience to know one thing. I am faced with this constantly. You know, when you're a voice in the community, people come at you in all kinds of different ways. Some of it's very positive and some of it is, you know, we can laugh about it. But if your self-esteem is intact, you can just keep moving on in spite of it. Well, before we go into a musical break and some announcements, I want to do special condolences to my dear friend Tim and Sharon Morgan. I mean, I can't believe in their family, which includes my daughter and son-in-law again and grandchildren. Their son, Terry Morgan, passed away last week. Terry was a young father and a great person to know. We have a family tradition on Thanksgiving, and I see him every year. I saw him when he first got married. I remember when his wife was pregnant, and now all of a sudden getting a divorce and all kinds of things happening. And here he is, a young man at 38 years old, passed away. So it's really, really sad. The feeling inside is extremely sad, too. So to Terry, I send my blessings. I know he's in a better place wherever he is. And to Tim and Sharon Morgan and their family, Women's Spaces sends out across the air our complete condolences for such a horror. I mean, I got news for you folks. You know, when I go to bed at night, I just say, thank you, Great Spirit, that my daughter's okay, my grandchildren are okay. That is what is important to me. And when you hear about such a young person making his transition, then you know for sure that life is just one day at a time. You never know. Like I said, it's a great mystery. You never know when your time is up, but it's going to be up one day. And you got to enjoy each moment and do the best that you can. Well, I have a few announcements. I can't believe this. Another year has passed. On Sunday, January 15th, we're going to have the Martin Luther King birthday celebration. That is just amazing to me that this year has gone by so fast. It's a wonderful, wonderful event. It happens at the Santa Rosa High School at 1235 Mendocino Avenue in Santa Rosa. It's free. It's a family event, and the doors are going to be opening at 6:30, and the program will go from 7 to 8:30. And I just love this. There's a wonderful quote they put in by Dr. Martin Luther King. Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. Well, the first love, and that's why that Women's Spaces pledge is so important. The first love is you have to love yourself. You have to appreciate yourself. Once you appreciate yourself, you can appreciate others. Another thing that's coming up that's very, very exciting to me is on January 21st. In fact, I've been watching the papers and it looks like there's going to be over 200 marches across the United States. Women, Sonoma County is going to stand together for women. The rally is going to be at noon to 2 p.m. at Santa Rosa City Hall, 100 Santa Rosa Avenue in Santa Rosa. there's marches going on all over, and you can go on Facebook, and all you have to do is plug in Women's Marches, and you'll see all over the country they are organizing. They're also organizing in San Francisco. They're organizing in Oakland. And I am really happy that we are having an opportunity to have a gathering here in Sonoma County, here in Santa Rosa. And also, I will be there with NOW, the National Organization for Women. We're so excited. We made a brand new banner. We're going to march in the parade with our wonderful banner. And come on, everybody should come down. I mean, I foresee about 1,000 people in the streets here in Santa Rosa, maybe more. And a special shout out to the two Annies that are organizing this. Congratulations on doing such a great job. And also, you might check the Santa Rosa Santa Rosa Junior College is also having a march, I think, on Friday night. So you might go on their website. Maybe when I asked Susan, maybe Susan's shaking her head.
They are starting out with tabling at 3 o'clock, I believe, and marching from the JC at 5 to downtown.
Yeah, so there's marches going on always. It's just amazing what's happening. And you know, someone said to me, Elaine, this is not a protest. Well, I got news for you folks. This is a big protest. And as women, we better be protesting, or they're going to take away the little bit that we gained over the years. You know, you realize we've only, you know, I was thinking about it. When I was born, we only had the right to vote for 20 years. So, I mean, we're just going into 100 years, and, you know, it's still problematic. I want to let you know that on the march on January 21st, I'm so excited because Lynn Woolsey is going to be speaking, also Anne Gray Bird from the NAACP, and our own KBBF 89.1 FM president, Alicia Sanchez, who's a longtime Latino activist and lawyer, is also going to be speaking. And I'll tell you something, when I wrote the poem, I Am Women, I Am All Women, that's on the website at Women's Spaces, I was inspired by Alicia Sanchez. I mean, she's one of the best speakers that you could ever go to see. And also, Annie Dobbs Kramer is going to also be speaking, and she's from the North Bay Organizing Project, and she's just a delight. And I know they will have so much to say. So remember, the rally is happening at noon from 12 to 1:30. It's going to be in support of the Women's March in Washington. And also, it's going to be celebrating the 44th anniversary of the landmark decision, Roe versus Wade. Now, one last announcement I have is that this is so inspiring. You know, one of the things when you listen to these announcements are making, think to yourself, it is the community that is coming together and creating this, not the government, but the community that is gathering and saying, we want to introduce ourselves to you. We want you to participate. Because I know there's a lot of people out there that are depressed. They're depressed about the election. They're disappointed that we don't have a woman president. You know, all kinds of different things. They're disappointed that the Green Party didn't get more percentages. Yeah, I can go on and on. But the most important thing that you do with that energy, that disappointed energy, is get active. And when you become active, it kind of lifts your spirit and makes you feel a lot better. And I know when we talk to our two guests, this is exactly the message that they're going to be giving. Okay, the last announcement I have, and I will announce it as we go along. Next week, we're not going to have a show, by the way, because Ken has to go to the doctor. But the following week, we definitely will, and then we'll be on normal schedule. But I just want to say there's a group called the North Bay Community Engagement, and what they're doing is they're developing a fair called the North Bay Community Engagement Fair 2017. It's going to be happening on January 29th in Santa Rosa at the fairgrounds, and I will have more information. And also, if you go on the website, www.womenspaces, all these things are listed that I'm talking about. And we're going to all be tabling, and what's going to happen is all the organizations, I think there's already 50 organizations that have signed up. All the organizations are going to gather at the fairgrounds and introduce people, and you can go around from table to table, and it'll give you some ideas on how you become active. And ladies, you may not stand up for yourself, but if you're a mother, a grandmother, or an aunt, you stand up for those children. And that's how you do it, by becoming active. Well, that's a lot to think about. But I love that about Women's Spaces. We're always thinking about one thing after another. Well, we're going to take a musical break. And I know I play this song a lot. You know, it's by Ellen Barksdale, and it's called By My Silence. And the reason I play it is because I want to impact people with that idea. Because when you do not speak out, you're saying it's okay. You know, when you see an injustice and you don't stand up for it, you're agreeing with it. And that's why it's very important. That's why I made that one New Year's resolution to stand up more, because I'm beginning to realize that, you know, these little things, oh, that's not such a big deal. Oh, you know, we'll just let that go. Oh, no. If you see that somebody's treating somebody ill, or that there's something going on in your community that you don't like, you need to stand out. You need to stand up. You need to go to your city council. Go to your board of supervisors. Right now, there's a big struggle for rent control here in Sonoma County. People have got to give feedback. So anyway, we're going to be playing the song By My Silence by Ellen Barksdale. And when we come back, when I return, we will be talking with Susan Lamont, a local activist, one of the co-founders of the Police Brutality Coalition, and we will be talking about It Won't Happen Here, Sonoma County Resistance. And we're going to have a little surprise during the interview. Here we go. Ellen Barksdale, By My Silence.
Not a communist, so when they came for the communist, I held my tongue, minded my own business like a good neighbor. I trusted the justice was done.
I didn't ask what was their crime, it was their sadness was in mine. I didn't care where they were sent. For my silence, I gave my consent. For my silence, gave my consent. I am not Jewish, so when they came for the Jews, I had nothing to say. Branded with stars like cattle in taken away. I didn't ask what was their crime, it was their sadness was in mine. I didn't care where they were sent. For my silence I gave my consent. For my silence gave my consent. Socialist, took the powerless. I'm not a terrorist, I'm not an immigrant, I'm born
faithfully ignorant.
I didn't care what was their crime, till their sorrow turned into mine. Their sorrow turned into mine.
I was okay, 'cause I was a citizen,
and I was free. I didn't care, now there's nobody there, no one to speak out for me. At the time I believed, it never happened to me. I didn't. Give my consent.
By my silence, I give my consent. Think about that. By my silence, I give my consent. it's based on a Martin Niemöller poem that he wrote. I don't know if you remember it. You know, first they came for the communists, but I wasn't a communist, so I didn't care. And they go on and on, and then they came for me, and there was nobody there. I mean, we got to think about those things. You know, and people ask me, why are you always on the children, on the children? Well, you know something? A friend of mine taught me a long time ago, what happens to one child can happen to any child. So you know, really, we all have to be careful. Anyway, for all of you just joining in, you're listening to KBBF 89.1 FM, Calistoga, Santa Rosa. I want to remind my listeners, the opinions expressed here are not necessarily the opinions of KBBF, its board of directors, members, or Women's Spaces. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And without further ado, I want to introduce my first guest. And by the way, she was my first guest on my first television show, a dear, dear friend and wonderful activist here in Sonoma County, Susan Lamont. Welcome, Susan. Welcome to Women's Spaces.
Thanks for having me again.
Oh, I just love having you on. You know, before we start, I just want to tell my listeners just a little bit about you. Susan Lamont is a longtime peace and social justice activist. You know, I don't even remember when we met. I think we met.
I don't know.
I think it was when we were all marching the protest for the Iraq War, which was
probably.
Most likely. Because I can't remember, actually. And she is also a member of the Sonoma County Green Party, and you were just elected to a position. What position was that?
The county council.
She's on the county council for the Sonoma County Green Party. She also is co-founder of the Police Brutality Coalition and works very closely with Veterans for Peace. She's also a writer, a poet, and a photographer, and is responsible for, I believe it's once a month at Gaia's, we have 1,000 poets, or is it a
100,000 poets.
Yeah,
and I can announce that January 22nd, Sunday, it's going to be essentially Drown Him Out. It's poets speaking out against Trump. And we will have an open mic at Gaia's Garden, 1899 Mendocino Avenue, 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
What's it called? Drown Him Out?
Drown Him Out.
Oh, my God, that's great. That is great. Well, currently, what was really brought, what amazing to bring Susan on to Women's Spaces today is she's involved in a very, very important, and notice I put two verys in there. It's a very important project. It won't happen here. Sonoma County Resistance. Well, welcome, Susan, and anything else you'd like to add?
About what?
About,
we're going to talk
you.
About
you.
Oh, about me? No.
But she's also a grandmother.
Yes.
And a wonderful, wonderful mother.
Well, actually, Elaine and I were talking. She mentioned about speaking out. And I was saying to her that one of my greatest accomplishments was remembering the phrase, speak out even though your voice shakes, and having reached the point where it doesn't shake anymore is really wonderful. So just keep practicing.
Yeah, the more you do it, you realize you don't die. You know,
right.
Like I remember when I first went on the radio or television, I thought, oh my God, how am I going to do this? And boom, you know, before you know it, you're just,
Well, I have had many death threats, but no, I haven't died.
You have? Actually?
Oh, yes.
Oh my God.
By phone and in the mail and
At
home at a peace center and, oh yeah.
God, you must be making a difference, don't you think? I mean, if they're going to go to that length.
Yeah.
Susan Lamont, dangerous woman.
Right.
Well,
I hope so.
You're going to have to put me. Well, you know, I got to tell you something, Susan. One of my inspirations is I don't know if you remember this, but during when Chile had all that problem,
mm-hmm.
and Victor Junta was in the, he sang, even though they cut his hands, they did all kinds of things. And whenever I get into a bad situation, I think of him standing up and saying, they are not going to silence me. And that's the power of self-esteem that I'm talking about. I mean, that's very, very, very important that I hope we never have to go to that lane.
I have talked to people who have said that they're going to spend the next 4 years hunkered down, barely leaving their houses and being invisible.
Well,
and of course, I think that's exactly the wrong reaction.
Well, I have to stick my two cents in here because, folks, the reason that we're in this situation, you know, and I go back, Susan and I, a while back, we did a seminar called Why I Won't Vote Democrat. I mean, I'll never forget that night as long as I live. But one of the things that I have concluded in my lifetime right now, and I'm going to be 77 in March, so, you know, I've lived a little bit, and voted a long time when you start thinking about it. And one of the things I concluded is in most of my voting life, including this time, because I did cop out, you know, I admit it. I was always voting for the lesser of two evils. And what really got to me this election cycle was the fact that I was so terrified about someone like Trump getting in that I was willing to sacrifice my own integrity. I mean, it was a very interesting process that I went through. And I actually felt like I was against the wall. And even though people said, oh, it's okay if you vote this way because California, I was still frightened. So that was a big learning experience for me. And I think other people feel the same way. So with my fear, I never really understood what Roosevelt meant when he says we have nothing to fear but fear itself, because fear is the killer. You know, it's really interesting. Well, let's get together on this wonderful, I'm so excited about this. It won't happen here, Sonoma County Resistance. To begin with, give us some background history on what inspired you and what is the goal of this action.
Okay. Well, there were so many people, both email, Facebook, in person, bemoaning the election of Trump and wondering what to do. And, you know, some people say, well, you know, don't compare him to Nazi Germany, but he uses a lot of rhetoric that is similar to the rhetoric that happened then. So I thought, well, we've heard the phrase, it can't happen here. Well, maybe it is. And so we need something that says it won't happen here. We need to be making a statement to say we are not going to allow anything like that to happen here, or even close to it. So I simply put out a message on Facebook saying, I'm going to be at the Peace and Justice Center such and such a day. Anybody want to come talk about this? And I put some parameters on it. The goal was to let our local elected officials, city council, board of supervisors, DA, sheriff, school boards, know that we did not want them to enforce any laws that might come out of Washington that would impinge on our civil rights, that they would say, no, these are immoral laws, and we're not going to do them. We wanted them to know that that's what we felt.
So in the past, I've heard a lot about this being like an immigration issue. It sounds like you've included the immigration, but you've expanded it to include all civil rights.
Am I
correct?
Yes, it's much bigger than immigration. There is sanctuary movement going on, and we totally support that, and they support us. But this is something broader, because it covers women, it covers LGBTQ, it covers protesters. Trump has said that protesters should lose their citizenship. So it covers a lot of ground.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine all these women that are going to be marching if all of
right.
a sudden? Where are they going to send them?
Exactly.
Where are they going to send those guys?
Well,
why do you believe, you know, why is this so important? And tell us a little bit why. I understand, but what besides Trump, you know, what, like I mentioned at the beginning before our interview, that I believe that we've been voting for the lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
So now we actually have the big enchilada, so to speak.
Well,
give us some history. What do you
mean?
Well,
exactly. You know, people know, I've spoken certainly on your show enough, and I've written enough about it, that we've been giving up our civil liberties for a very long time. And like a snowball rolling downhill, it's going faster and faster and getting bigger and bigger. So I've been saying no for a long time, but now I'm welcoming those people who are looking at what's going on. And, you know, I feel like, gee, wouldn't it have been nice if you joined me 20 years ago, but since they didn't, if they're here now, I want to work with them. And whenever somebody wakes up to what's going on, that's when it happens. I mean, there was a point when I did the same thing. So I totally get that.
Well, obviously, though, when I looked on the website, and we'll talk about the petition you have, that I noticed there was two full pages of sponsors. I mean,
we have 78 right now.
78, you know, including, I mean, the Community Action Coalition, the Community Advisory Board of the Independent Office of Law Enforcement. Both of us were really involved with
that.
Yes,
we were.
You know, and you got the Grayton Day Labor Center, the Green Party, Hate Free. Oh, I love this. Hate Free Petaluma.
Mm-hmm. We've got Now, your group.
Now,
we've got NAACP, North Bay Organizing Project.
And Women's Spaces. In fact, Women's Spaces, I'm going to tell my listeners, I'm about right here. In fact, let's talk a little bit about this declaration here. It won't happen here. Declaration, December 2016. Tell me how you start writing this, and how did this come about?
Well, one of the Police Brutality Coalition members, Wayne Smith, said, okay, well, let me quickly draft something so that we have something to start with. And he did turn to the UN Declaration of Human Rights and began with some phrases from that and wrote something simple. But then we ended up with, 70 people. And over the course of several meetings and working basically word by word by word, we crafted this statement until everybody said, okay, enough, we've done,
So you did this collectively?
It's absolutely. And people from many different affected communities were in the room for this. So we had all ages, we had people of color, we had citizens, we had non-citizens, we had a lot of different groups there.
I have one question I notice on the list here that's really interesting. It's called the Burning Light Brigade. Do you know who that is?
It's Maggie Minot. She had a lighting system that said "Vote Bernie," and she would stand over the freeway with it. Yes, and she converted to the Green Party during this election.
Oh my God, that's great! No, folks, you got to realize when the community comes together, it is so creative and so energized when you have all these things. So go ahead, continue.
No, that's what I wanted to say about that. So it was, we took it around. There was concern. We wanted to make sure that the Latino community's issues were addressed. So we went to some different meetings with those. And yet, I would say that might be actually one of the lesser concerns of this declaration at the moment, because the way the law is written now in California, the sheriff's office does not have to cooperate with the federal government in the deportation of undocumented people.
You bring up an interesting point. Maybe I'll get threats on this one, but you brought up an interesting point when you talk about the government. Because when we look at what's going on in our communities with no housing, with homelessness and all these, people have to recognize that this is happening because we have a war economy. We have $619 billion being allocated for military. For our defense, they call it defense, but it's for guns, it's for the arms race, as far as I'm concerned. And then now what happens is all these cities, they're put into like kind of a box where they really can't move forward because they have to send so much money to the federal government, and we're starting to get the feeling of what it's like around war. And so some of these things that are happening because of the lack of resources that are being spent in other areas. So I just wanted to just make that statement.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I want to hand this to you because I want everybody to know it won't happen here, Declaration, December 2016. We call upon I want to read one thing. We call upon these authorities and agencies to proclaim publicly that they refuse to cooperate with any demands from the federal government in instituting of detentions, deportation. Why don't you read some of it?
Well, it doesn't take long to read the whole thing. You want
Go
me
ahead.
To just do that? Whereas, to safeguard the equal and inalienable rights and inherent dignity of all people, that is the foundation of the relationship between a government and the people. And whereas we recognize that the rights and dignity of all people are under threat, we, the undersigned organizations, call upon all Sonoma County governing authorities and law enforcement agencies to pledge in writing to protect all of the county's community members. Furthermore, we call upon these authorities and agencies to proclaim publicly that they will refuse to cooperate with any demands from the federal government to institute detentions, deportations, registries, conversion therapies, imprisonment, or any other acts that target or discriminate based on immigration status, race, ethnicity, religion, country of origin, ability, political affiliation, economic status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Furthermore, we, the undersigned organizations, in obedience to our consciences, pledge to protect all community members and will support our local governments as they move to resist these undemocratic and un-American practices in order to reaffirm their commitment to inclusivity, respect, and dignity.
Wow.
And the point was to say, to remind people that the relationship between government and its people should be this positive force. It should be something good that works for the rights of everybody.
Well, government is a governing body that makes sure we all have education, we have clean water, we have a good environment, and we share. We share things.
That's
we
right.
share resources.
Yes.
How simple.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you reading it, and I want you to know that I'm going to hand you over. It won't happen here. Declaration, December 2016, and Women's Spaces joins the list. I signed it, and also my engineer, Ken Norton, signed it, and I want to turn this over to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I want to thank you publicly on the air for your creativity and for pulling this together and for caring. For caring enough
I think we all care.
Well, you know, there's levels of caring. You know, there's the person that goes out there and writes up and come on, let's go. And there's the person that carries the banner. There's the person that yells at the city council.
That's right.
There's all these people.
Right.
But you cared enough to call a meeting and to bring it. And that's another thing. I need to scold you on the air that activists must learn to take compliments. That You must learn to say thank you for the recognition that I'm doing such a great job.
Can I just quote one thing? Because I want to go back to the song that you played
Silence.
So on the 60th anniversary of the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights, a Canadian writer, Erwin Kotler, wrote in part, "The Holocaust did not begin in the gas chambers. It began with words. The enduring lesson of the Holocaust and the genocides that followed is that they occurred not simply because of a state-sanctioned ideology of hate," which we certainly getting right now, "but because of crimes of indifference and conspiracies of silence, as well as the complicity of the elites, physicians, church leaders, judges, lawyers, engineers, architects, educators, and the like." People being silent and complicit.
That's right. Not speaking out, saying, it's okay.
And we want our elected officials to say this will not be okay.
And it's some challenging times. You know, we have to ask ourselves, are we a nation that supports life, or are we a nation that supports death? Are we really going to come together? What are we asking? What are we asking? We're asking that we love one another, that we get along, that we have good schools for our children, that we have clean water, that we have a good environment. I mean, come on. I mean, anybody who can dispute, I cannot believe that people fight that. And there was a great cartoon in Sunday's Press Democrat where they showed this guy, like he said, get rid of Obamacare, get rid of Obamacare, and then he's marching. And then at the end, you see when all of a sudden he gets this thing in the mail, you have no medical care. And you see the look on his face, and people have to start thinking about that. Well, Susan, we're coming to the end of our segment, so tell us, how can people participate? How can they get a hold of the declaration that they can sign? Give us that information.
Okay. Well, we have a new phone number, and it is 707-595-0153. We also have an email, which is info@it-won't-happen-here.org, and that won't does not have an apostrophe. So,
well, we're going to have it on our website.
You will. And we also have a Facebook page, www.facebook.com/itwonthappenhere, no spaces, no punctuation, /
Well, Susan Lamont, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on Women's Spaces and for once again doing something. And please, oh my God, if anybody's out there, I mean, how ridiculous to threaten someone like your life. And what are we trying to do but just add to the quality of life, add to the betterment for all the children, for the future? I mean, I have to scratch my head. You know, I really do. you know, if there's anybody out there that can explain why there's so much hate in this world, I can't even wrap myself around it. It's just too confusing. So thank you so much. Susan, for being on Women's Spaces.
And thank you to Women's Spaces for signing.
Oh, yes, and our engineer also.
That's right.
Thank you, Ken. Anyway, we have all the information here, folks, and we are going to put it on our website. That's www.womenspaces.com. Remember, there's two S's in the middle and one S at the end. Well, we're going to take a musical break, and I think this is really an appropriate song. The song I'll be playing is The Battle Hymn of Women by Betsy Rose and the Women's Song Chorus. And when I return, I'm going to be talking with Diane Wheeler from the Organize for Action OFA, and we're going to be discussing the program and a special action they are having on January 15th. And here we go with Betsy Rose and the Women's Song Chorus.
My eyes have seen the glory of the flame of women's rage, kept smoldering for centuries, now burning in this age. No longer are we prisoners in that same old gilded cage. That's why we're marching on. Move on over, or we'll move on over you. Move on over, or we'll move on over you. Move on over, or told us to speak softly, to be gentle and to smile. Expected us to change ourselves with every passing style. Said the only work for women was to clean and sweep and pile. That's why we're marching on. It is we who've done your cooking, done your cleaning, kept your rules. We gave birth to all your children and we taught them in your schools. We kept the system running, but we're laying down our tools. That's why we're marching on. Move on over, or we'll move on over you. Move on over, or we'll move on over you. Move on over, or we'll move on over you. For women's time has come.
You think that you can buy us off with crummy wedding rings. You never give us half the profit that our labor brings.
Our anger eats into us. We no longer bow to kings.
That's why we're marching on. We have broken through our shackles. Now we sing a battle song. We march for liberation and we're many million strong. We'll build a new society. We've waited much too long. That's why we're marching on. Move on over, or we'll move on over you. Move on over, or we'll move on over you. Move on over, or we'll move on over you. For women's time has come. Yes, women's time has come.
Yes, women time has come. 200 women are going to march this weekend on the weekend of the 20th and the 21st. This is amazing. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And without further ado, I want to introduce my guest, Diane Wheeler. Welcome, Diane. Welcome to Women's Spaces.
Thank you for having me. I'm not as much of a pro on the radio as the two of you, so I'll try to keep up.
Well, we've had good training.
Yeah.
Anyway, before we start, Diane, let me tell my listeners a little bit about you. Diane Wheeler has worked as a producer in the film industry for 20 years. Boy, that really, my ears stood up when I saw that one, creating independent and Main Street film and television projects. She has produced in New York, California, Louisiana, Texas, Florida, and of all places, Bill Clinton's hometown, Arkansas. She has also founded and managed and contributed to nonprofit work throughout her career, focusing on environmental issues, youth empowerment, education, and film arts. And now she's a part of OFA, Organize for Action Project in Sonoma County. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
And also, she was, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. We had a cancellation and I was able to put you in. And a special shout out for the organizer here in Sonoma County of OFA, and that's Linda Hemingway. Thank you, Linda, for all you do. And thank you for introducing Women's Spaces to Diana. So do you want to add anything else from what I've said about yourself?
Well, that's the gist of it. You know, Linda said it might be fun to talk about why I joined OFA or when that happened. And really, that happened right after the election. You know, so as you said in my bio, I've been politically active my whole life. I get involved in campaigns and elections, and I do things that on my professional side, and I've lobbied for environmental issues. But this election was something else entirely. And after...
Well, what was it that got you, really got you?
Well, fear, you know, the idea of a Trump presidency and the kind of cabinet he's putting together and what the Tea Party has in mind is frightening to me. It's frightening for all the work that we've done. It goes against everything I believe in. You know, I agree with what you were saying earlier, you know, whereas a population of people who believe in empathy and believe in helping each other and that we're all stronger together, which is, you know, something that Obama has said, certainly. And I believe that to my core. And I don't believe in an elitist society or an oligarchy or so many of these things. So when this came to pass on November 8th, it stunned me. And, you know, I saw all my friends on Facebook saying how stunned we all were. And I thought, well, stunned isn't going to work here. And, you know, we started signing petitions. And I have to say about Facebook, as much as there's just a lot going on there, during the Dakota Access Pipeline fight, mainstream news wasn't covering it. And Facebook really became a voice for that cause. So I do see a power behind independent people sharing what's outside of the mainstream media or considered good for ratings. But I also see with Facebook that it isn't the most effective way in all cases. And so when I woke up on November 9th or 10th and I thought I need to actually be active, I need to know that what I'm doing is going to do something. So signing petitions that I don't know where they're going isn't going to cut it for me. Makes me feel good. It makes me understand my friends are compassionate people too. But I needed to plug into something a little more tangible. And OFA has been one of the many ways that I've found to do that. And as we find our way in Sonoma County, specifically where I live right now, and I find out things that are going on, I will likely join other efforts as well.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you talk about OFA and joining. When I first met Linda, Linda and I actually met because I needed a ride to the No Name Group. And so that's how her and I met. And then all of a sudden, she was working with President Obama. In fact, I have a picture of her with President Obama in my Showstoppers collection. And all of a sudden, when she started organizing this, I am just amazed what one woman can do and how she's brought people like yourself and so many people together. So that's great. I mean, the idea that you felt depressed or you felt really, oh my God, what's happening? And you saw that you were signing a lot of petitions and you were active in that way, but this was not good enough. You needed something more hands-on. That's what I'm hearing. Is
that
true?
Yeah, and also I would say that the problem started to feel overwhelming to me. You know, the things that I have been lucky enough to care about in my personal life, you know, education and youth awareness and environmental issues. There were so many other things going on all of a sudden. You know, our civil rights are being threatened, our health care is being threatened, our education, our environment, you know, the Supreme Court system. It was all so overwhelming. I needed to be part of a group because I knew I couldn't function thinking I had to fix it all by myself.
Well, and there's a lot of power in joining.
Yeah, absolutely, because I know that I can focus on, let's say I pick the Affordable Care Act. I know other people are focusing on other things. The OFA works to rally energy around issues. So that is a good vehicle for people who want to work on certain issues. President Obama, this is a group that was started sort of in his name during his second term, and he has pledged to work on the redistricting and gerrymandering when he is a private citizen again. And that is something that's also important to a lot of people. So, you know, you can pick your issue, but it's important to plug in and know that even if you've picked your issue, people are working on other issues because there's a lot going on. And as a citizen, not a professional political person, I feel like there's just a thousand blades moving, and the cuts are swift and they're many. And it's very hard for me to keep up on everything because, I don't do this for a living.
Well, one of the things you said something about the politics, the fact that we vote, just the fact that we are get information in the mail and we are being encouraged to, as a citizen, to vote. We are political, and what I never could understand is why in most families they say there's two things we're not supposed to talk about. That's politics and religion, the two things that really influence our life. So I think it's very important that people come together and start talking about this. And another thing you said that's very important is the danger of isolation. You don't know where these petitions are going. You're by yourself. You're getting more and more frustrated, and you don't know what to do. And that's why how important it is to become an activist. And also, would you agree that it does take a level of self-esteem to be able to speak out and to be able to participate, just to be able to walk in a room and say, "Hey, I want to be part of this."
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting question, because what I have found since getting involved in this way is, in many areas of my life, I'm pretty private. I'm not a solo person, meaning I have a social life and I work and all of that, but I'm not a big personality, and I don't command a lot of social attention. I'm very quiet when I get about. In these ways, I have found previously unknown confidence in what I'm saying and doing, and I feel very, not righteous in a bad way, I just feel very much like I belong and I should be doing
this. How about empowered?
Empowered is a good thing. I don't mean to be saying that I want to overpower anyone.
No, empowered,
I'm just saying,
is you feel that sense of self-esteem, yep, that you are, what you have to contribute is important, yep, and your voice needs to be heard.
Yeah. And, I have a son, and it's his future. That's
how old is your son?
He's 15.
And his name?
His name is Otis.
Otis.
And, he's just getting out there learning to drive, and he's going to have a life and go off to college and all those things, and it feels extremely real to me. There's nothing retired in the way that I feel that all of these children that we've been raising now, myself for 15 years, and all the children that have been in my circle, this is the world that they're walking into, and we have to fight for them too.
Well, you bring me to a certain point. I really want to encourage my listeners to go on the website of Women's Spaces and read the poem, "I Am Women, I Am All Women." It was actually inspired by Alicia Sanchez when I saw her speak at an immigration rally. It was May Day when we had one of the biggest May Day marches that Sonoma County ever heard. And she spoke specifically in Spanish. And I looked around and I saw women. I saw African-American women, Asian women, Hispanic women, white women. The women that wear the white scarves. I saw all these women with their baby carriages, where they're all around the podium as Alicia was speaking. And I said to myself, they all screamed when they gave labor. Some of them are grandmothers. They all care about their children. They all want, and all of a sudden I realized that I am women. I am a woman, but I'm all women because we share that one thing, that we are mothers. And that we bring forward the future. And we want to make sure that future has some sustainability. So I really appreciate for you saying that. Let's talk about the June 15th. This is a good example of an action. I know you have something coming up, and I believe it's around Obamacare. So why don't you explain
it? It is. So
that
it's January.
Bit.
It's January 15th, and what happened? What the origin of it is that the group Our Revolution, which was birthed out of Bernie Sanders' campaign and the progressive movement, Our Revolution picked up when he didn't win the nomination, and have continued to create a fight and energy around protecting the issue. So Our Revolution, rather than leaving the Affordable Care Act to totally be fought for within the Senate floor, Our Revolution asked our congressional Democrats to fight at a local level and create events all over the country. And there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them on January 15th. And the event that's happening for our area is going to be in San Francisco at the San Francisco General Hospital. Nancy Pelosi will speak, and Barbara Lee, who is the U.S. California representative for the 13th District, will speak.
Barbara Lee.
Mm-hmm. And, it's in defense of the Affordable Care Act. One thing that I've found is bothering me more than a lot is the lack of proper and truthful information in the press. This is a problem, I think, that is so deep that I don't know how we're going to fix it. But
well, you know, I gotta put something in. I just want to just throw something in. There is a woman that is at the helm on the Press Democrat. Mm-hmm. She's the head editor that I really believe as women, we need to write a letter. We need to do something to encourage her to make sure that more stuff is getting in the Press Democrat about mm-hmm. that. But go ahead, continue.
Well, yes, and the point being that the misperceptions about what's happening with the Affordable Care Act or what the GOP and the Tea Party are suggesting or how the Affordable Care Act has ruined the country, and there's just a lot of misinformation. So these events, I hope, will bring out more than people who are in support of these ideas, but I hope they'll bring out people who will talk about them and try to learn about them and listen, because all of our healthcare is on the chopping block, and what we're being told isn't true about how bad it's been for the country, and it isn't true that the Republicans have anything to offer in replacement for it. So it's a very dangerous time, and the 15th, people should be paying attention to these events all over the country.
The problem is not healthcare. The problem is warfare. Not health care, but warfare is the problem, because we $619 billion. I mean, $10 billion alone in a certain increment of time is going to Israel. What is it going for? To kill people, not to give them health, not to give them prosperity.
They have free health care.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. Well,
everybody
because,
has free
because
health.
We're paying for their weaponry,
exactly.
So they
yeah.
can have health care.
Exactly.
I mean, thank you for mentioning that. Very, very interesting. Well. We are coming to the end of the segment. Time goes by fast, and we have such a good time in the studio. Why don't you give us some websites? Let people know how they can get involved. Is there a telephone number, a website? And everything we talk about here, folks, goes on to Women's Spaces. So you can go see to make sure, and also you can hear the program if you've missed parts of it. But you will have all the listings. So give us how people can get involved, websites,
well, locally, the OFA is all over the country. There are 250 chapters, 5 million members, and that main website, oddly, is BarackObama.com, which is where it was birthed out of, and it will remain to be the go-to place for the national movement. Locally, though, Linda Hemenway, as you said, is the head of the, quote, you know, the chapter here, or whatever you call it, and she's reachable at whatisworking@gmail.com, whatisworking@gmail.com. There's a list that OFA has we send out weekly, which gives action items for the week. Very clear, and it's very satisfying to do them. So everybody get on that list and take those actions, because it makes you feel good to do something daily. And lists events that are coming up and resources. And there are phone calls that happen on a national level that you can plug into and hear what the OFA organization is planning to do in terms of things like how they're going to fight the Affordable Care Act. Repeal, etc. So that's a way to get started with the OFA.
And also, one last time, on this phone banking that you're going to be doing, you're going mm-hmm. to be calling people. That's going to be in San Francisco on June 15th.
January 15th is an event that's happening that you show up at, and it's a Defense of Affordable Care Act. That's at the General Hospital, San Francisco General Hospital, with Nancy Pelosi and Barbara Lee. Phone banks happen every week. They happen here locally in Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, and from people's homes.
Okay, so then you can give me all that information, and
sure.
I'll put it on the website so people can get into. Is there any way they can get in touch with you personally that you'd like to share?
I think, yes, they can reach me at dtexaswheeler@gmail.com. But I'm a person. I'm not in charge of anything. So if they want to be plugging in, it's probably better to plug in through Linda. But they're welcome to call me, dtexaswheeler@gmail.com.
Well, I want to thank you, Diane Wheeler, for being such a wonderful guest and for coming on Women's Spaces. And congratulations to all that you're doing. I really want to thank you. I mean, we need to acknowledge the women in our community that are working so hard to bring forward something. Well, that's it for our show, folks. A special thank you to Susan Lamont, local activist and one of the founders of Police Brutality Coalition, and It Won't Happen Here, Sonoma County Resistance. They do have a Facebook page, Sonoma County Resistance, if you want to sign the petition that we signed, like we signed here in Women's Spaces, that you can go on that Facebook. Is that correct? Okay, and a reminder, tell your friends, Women's Spaces will be aired again at 11 p.m. on this evening. I'm so excited. I get to listen to my own program. Also, I'm available for speaking engagements, and if you have any birthday anniversaries you'd like to have on the air, do not hesitate to email me at elaine@womenspaces.com, and I'm glad to say happy birthday, announce any new births, all those wonderful things that happen in the lives of women. Remember, our children are our future, and we must never lose sight of that. You know, it's so simple, you know, when you start thinking about it. Anyway, this is Elaine B. Holtz, and you've been listening to Women's Spaces. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to being with you the next time. Well, it looks like we're having a little bit of a technical difficulty, so I'm going to say it one more time. This is Elaine B. Holtz, and you've been listening to Women's Spaces. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to being with you the next time.
The woman in your life, she can wait.